Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and the charts for the week of August 3rd through the 7th will be the items of scrutiny. Thanks to the work of Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael to go through the stories, some of the ancillary conversations that I may have had on my various programs this week to throw into the mix. And Michael's heard on some of the programs he's done. Maybe he's actually been on some of the shows, hosted programs, and talked to people who are in this culture, if you will. So as a people list and a story list, Michael, please, let us unveil. This is the moment that vast millions have been waiting for. They want to know what the story list is this week.
What the people in the culture are saying, although some of them ain't too cultural.
No.
That's neither here nor there.
Hey, sweet. Yes, right.
Yeah. So we have the NYAG suing the NRA.
Yay!
We talk in terms of, you know, letters. Yes. The New York Attorney General is suing and trying to dissolve the National Rifle Association. That's at number 10, but it broke late in the week. It's a big story. At number 9, the Beirut explosion tied with SpaceX bringing the astronauts back safely, and social media and censorship all bunched in at number 9. At number 8, we have the Black Lives Matter movement, mm-hmm. with sports and political correctness.
Yes, we're nothing if we're not politically correct here. I think that's an important thing.
Oh, we got to be politically correct.
Otherwise, we'll be canceled, Michael.
Oh, my gosh.
Stations will cancel this program.
We'll be canceled as people. We will start to notice as we look at our hands and our arms and our feet and our legs, and we look at ourselves in the mirror, and we will start to become transparent.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive.
At number 7, we have U.S.-China relations, and that's tied with the TikTok flap, along with WeChat.
I want to know, when we get to that point, if you understand what TikTok is, I'm afraid
I will explain it fully. I do it all the time. It's so cool.
Yeah.
I got to show you a new TikTok video I made of how to cut up a banana.
Good. I've always wondered, did you do it the long way or the short way?
I approach it perpendicular. At number 6, the economy tied with stimulus legislation. At number 5, COVID-19 stats and projections. At number 4, healthcare, meds, and masks. At number 3, the school opening debate. At number 2, we're getting into politics now, back at the top of the survey.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump Axios interview and the subpoenaing of Deutsche Bank. At number 1, the presidential race, politics, and specifically the mail-in voting debate. And that's basically the stories. The people, that's a mixed bag. At number 10, we have Letitia James. At number 9, Elon Musk. Mike DeWine at 8. Mark Meadows at 7. Number 6, Mitch and Nancy. At number 5, Tony and Deborah. At number 4, Cyrus Vance Jr. Number 3, Jonathan Swan. Number 2, Joe Biden, and number 1, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
You missed one.
Uh-oh. You?
Well, you missed
Doug
two.
Steffen. At number 7.5.
Yes, that's right. The rumors that are floating about, this is not the first time this has happened, but it seems to be more prolific this week, that Joe Biden talking to Michelle Obama about her being his running mate, which might keep me in that column, if you will. Susan Rice and Kamala Harris seem to be the other two that are on the list, both of whom, from my perspective, are from horror. So it would be interesting. What do you hear rumor-wise about presidential circles?
I hear that he is going to nominate Eleanor Roosevelt.
Well, you know what? People are so stupid, there are a lot of people who think, oh, that's a perfect choice. That name really goes well in Americana. Let's vote for him because Eleanor Roosevelt is there.
Right.
Yeah.
The reason we didn't put any one name in there is because there are many of them.
It's fluid, yeah.
And we don't, a lot depends on if suddenly he names somebody. It'll all change, and as you realize, we complete this chart early on Friday, so it's always a little bit off base with the Friday issues.
Yeah.
We always wonder, is he going to announce today, and that's going to throw the whole thing off.
Right.
It's very hard to do snapshots of what's happening in the world today because it moves so quickly.
That's for sure.
Newspapers live with that problem on a level that's just off the charts when they put out that print publication.
It's out of immediate. Yeah. So let's go back a little bit to number seven and the aspect of the TikTok situation. You and I were laughing a little because we don't either of us use it and probably don't understand what the appeal is. And then I was thinking about, referencing Kiefer Sutherland, who's back as the fugitive. Remember the old movie and the TV show? So there's a new episodic adventure moving that story along on Quibi. And Quibi, if I am to understand what it's all about from my friends who get it because I don't, is sort of the same thing as TikTok in video. It's short, like 8, 10, 12, 14 minute shows. That's it.
You put the show together.
TikTok episodically.
Yeah, 14 minutes is Lawrence of Arabia on TikTok. I mean, that's very long. TikTok is very, I don't know the exact time, but we're talking, seconds. Very, 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 very quick little video presentations that people are making. And I guess it's like turning short-term attention span into some type of a genre.
Well, but isn't it, don't you think technology has changed us? You know, if you go back in history, the Industrial Revolution, which started after the Civil War, actually before that in Europe and other places in the world, but we embraced it fully by the time we got to the late 1870s, the 1880s, like in there, and it changed everything. So now, fast forward to the space race. I guess that's really, or was it just after World War II when IBM made their first computer for public consumption? They made computers for the War Department, and then things really all hell broke loose, didn't the technology
The computers are really developed as part of the effort to crack the German code.
Yes.
The Germans had a computer, and the Allies formed a computer. And that was really the beginning of computation. What you're pointing out, though, is something that's very interesting. Most of our modern technological achievements existed for decades earlier than we realize in prototype and in experimental forms. I mean, there was TV back in the 30s, but we just didn't have it until the 50s.
What kind of TV did you have as a kid growing up?
I had a little tiny screen with a big cabinet that it was located in. It was like a big piece of furniture.
Stromberg. Remember, I had Stromberg Carlson, or my father, I bought one. Had a 10-inch screen with a magnifying glass on it. Had a radio and a record player.
What was the TV that had the frame around it that was lit up? Was that a Zenith or
Zenith? Yes,
it actually had a lit around it to go easy on your eyes, you know.
That was how they sold it, yes. Right. Easy on your... My mother used to think we'd go blind if we spent too much time in front of the television set, so we were limited to a half hour a day. That was it.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah,
you were deprived.
I was, yeah.
We're off in a few directions here, but basically technology changes sociology. We are an animal, the human species, if you will, first of all, it's the only animal on Earth that progresses. I mean, animals evolve, but, birds don't come up each year with a new improved way of making a nest.
Also, we're the only ones that are aware of our fate.
We suspect that. We're not sure of that, but that that's a whole philosophical thing. But in terms of our technology, we are so intricately connected to our technology that our sociology, our habits, the way we live, who we are, what we are, how our brains are wired, is completely in ratio to the development of our technology. So clearly, when we make new technology, we're making new chapters in the human condition. And we're experiencing that right now in terms of technological and communications technology. Mm-hmm. The way we communicate is changing what we are.
We're going to change how we do the Talk Radio Countdown Show going forward. It'll be 10 minutes, not an hour. So we'll do the 10 stories and the 10 people, and then take a deep breath, and we'll be all done. That's
one minute. 1 minute per story is all you need
to be in touch with
the intricacies of this world.
Give us 10 minutes, and we'll give you the world.
Right.
That's what they say.
Give us 10 minutes, and we'll give you infinite wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Give us 10 minutes, and we'll give you a headache.
That's more like it.
More like it, yes. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. It's time for me to focus on the big deal of the week from MyPillow. There actually are two that they want you to know about. The MyPillow Bed Topper, which goes on top of the MyPillow mattress. And on top of the MyPillow Bed Topper go the MyPillow sheets. And on top of those go the MyPillow pillows. And you can the really good thing about it is you can wash them all. And the pillows especially, what a wonderful way to have peace of mind, get into bed every night with clean sheets. The other thing that they're pushing this week is the MyPillow Pet Bed. Check that out, too. Use the promo code DJV, please. DJV, get you a big discount, BOGO stuff, buy one, get one free, and also free shipping. That's MyPillow.com, discount code DJV.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, moving back into this zone here, Talk Radio Zone, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Always new stations, people listening for the first time. The idea behind this program is pretty simple. And it started about the same time as Casey Kasem was at the height of his popularity, figuring Michael, as he was astute, he was from the radio, we are both radio brats and both from the music side of the world, and the countdown seemed to fit naturally. If you got a countdown of music, why not have a countdown of the talk stories, right?
Exactly.
The talk radio world is more influential than any of the other formats that are on the radio. So Michael had this, and we've been doing this together for years and years, and it is a good snapshot of what people are talking about. So therefore, would we assume, they don't like assumptions because you know what they do, but should we assume from this that we really do have a good handle on most everything that is important to be discussed in the country?
That's a good question, and I don't know the answer. I hope we do. I do believe that talk media is the most accurate bellwether of American public opinion.
Vox populi, remember?
Yeah, but I don't know whether or not I'm always concerned that the really important stories are not being covered in the media. Because what these stories usually are their opinions expressed about stories that are covered in the mainstream press. And whatever the mainstream press is, that's an arguable term, but you get the picture.
Right.
So I think there are a lot of things going on in the world that should be talked about, but are not. The reality is so much greater than our ability to focus on any frame of it. So this is the frame of reality as we see it in this day and age through the lens of politics and popular media. That's the best I can describe. I guess I'm getting too heady about it, but it's a big question as to, does this reflect what's really going on? And it reflects what we think is going on.
The lens of liberty, as it would be. I've often wondered this, and I've never asked you this question before, in this way. Looking at the people list and the names, and thinking to myself, okay, what's in a name? When you hear Fauci, what is that? What would it have done for you before you knew who the name was attached to? Or McConnell, or DeWine, or Musk, or Trump, or Biden? You know, you ever think about what constitutes a name, where those letters come together, and what do those names mean? You ever think about that?
Well, I think about the words and letters, certainly. Sometimes you look at a word that you're used to and you say, my gosh, that's a funny word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and you use the word all your time, all the time, and you don't think about it because you think of a symbol. The word is a symbol, and what comes to mind is, like, take the word I, E-Y-E. Mm-hmm. That's a funny-sounding word.
I. It is.
I. If you did not know that an I, an E-Y-E, is the thing that you see through is an eye.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also the same word for, you know, the pronoun for yourself.
And you don't think of the word I and I.
You don't even think of them as sounding alike. They're so different. Words are funny things when it comes to cognition.
And English words as well. The eye of a needle. Yet another. The eye of a storm. Mm-hmm. Now think about all the different... We grow up learning the language. It's a very tough language to learn. I have a lot of respect for people that come here from other countries who learn the language, even if it's kind of broken, because we do a lot in our language that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, yeah. But Fauci sounds like something that Shakespeare would have had. And then Fauci arrived.
Yes. Right. Yeah,
Fauci.
Yeah.
Right, isn't it? It's like a Shakespearean word.
Yes, yeah.
Fauci was the king of the nation of malaria.
It's appropriate. All right, back to the serious business at hand here in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After spending the day on Capitol Hill, Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin is beginning to get frustrated as the Democrats and the Republicans cannot come up with a deal to get schools reopened properly.
Time is very important. That's why we're here. We have schools that are getting ready to open. We have kids that need to be protected as they go back to school. We want to make sure that the states have enough money to open the schools safely. Now, the president would like us to make a deal. Unfortunately, we did not make any progress today. We discussed the same issues. I think if we can reach an agreement on state and local and unemployment, we will reach an overall deal. And if we can't, we can't.
Secretary Mnuchin said that President Trump will likely take executive action on some of the relief programs.
proposals, including unemployment, if they are not able to break the deadlock with the Democrats. This is USA Radio News. A Virginia rape suspect who was released from jail because of concerns regarding coronavirus went on to kill the woman who had accused him. Ibrahim Bawachi shot and killed the woman after he was released from jail. He initially was jailed without bond in Alexandria until the pandemic hit. His lawyers argued that he should be freed awaiting trial because the virus endangered inmates and their attorneys. He was released on $25,000 bond on the objections of the prosecutor. Former Vice President Joe Biden raised eyebrows once again with racist comments comparing the African American and Latino communities during an interview that aired at the convention of the National Association of Black and Hispanic Journalists.
Yes, and by the way, unlike the African American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things.
President Trump slammed Biden over his remarks, saying the Democratic rival totally disparaged and insulted the black community. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You are obligated to listen for another half hour because we got another half hour worth of conversation here.
I figured, honey, I'm obligated to be here.
Well, you are, yes. You must be here or else.
Oh, God.
Everything falls apart. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen, with something that is very, I'm going to lay this on you, and I know you're going to be very honest with me and with the audience, more importantly. I'm in receipt of an email from the New York Times. The New York Times has sent me this email because I am someone who's interested in what's going on in the world, so they think, and the information that they are about to present to me in their morning sort of podcast, if you will, morning newscast, will help me make sense of the day's biggest news, providing you with clarity, context, and some fun. I do not want the New York Times to tell me to put any kind of clarity or context into the day's news, because I'm not stupid. So I wonder, though, if somebody could accuse us in what we do, Michael, News Talk Radio, we talk about what's in the news. So are we doing, is this the New York Times attempting to horn in on our business of political opinion or other, any kind of opinion? Or is this something they think it's necessary because the people
read
it?
How dare that small, two-bit, little upstart publication, rag called the New York Times, hone in on our territory, which is to control the minds of humanity. How dare that little pipsqueak of an organization attempt to hone in on our business?
So when did this start? Let's go back in all seriousness. I know I am. Thank you. Going back to, well, you can tell when I'm tongue-in-cheek and when I'm being serious.
I'm not always sure of that.
Not always sure.
The answer to your question is, in today's mishmash of media, In this era, in
Michigan.
Which there is
Michigan,
no,
it's Michigan.
This, well, I said mishmash. The ethnic version of it is Mishugana, but mishmash means a mishmash. Mishugana means crazy. So in this crazy mishmash of media, in which the boundaries between editorial and objective reporting, between opinion and objectivity, are blurred to high heaven, and people preach to the choir as opposed to just saying what they have and letting the choir develop that is interested in those stories, I would say that all platforms are in competition with each other for eyeballs, eardrums, minds, and wallets.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer to your question is, yeah, they're out to get us.
Yeah.
But they have. They think we're out to get them.
Yeah, I know. So, but most importantly, the people who read that stuff or who listen to us, in a sense, we're trying to help them, supposedly. We're assuming that they don't know how to think. And that's one of my main thrusts, because people aren't being told how to think. They aren't being taught in school. They aren't being
They're not being told how to think.
They're being told what to think.
There's a huge difference between the two.
I'm a big proponent
of teach people how to think, not necessarily what to think.
Yeah.
And as long as people don't know how to think, there's going to be great lucrative business involved in telling them what to think. Oh, you don't know
Has somebody or some group like the Bilderbergers or the Trilateralists, they come up with a plan to dumb down America?
That's crap.
Who's behind this?
No one's behind anything. I think that there's a synergy. There's a collective consciousness. I think how humanity operates, whether it's the population of a city on a given day or the nation or the world, I think there's a component to it that defies conspiracy or defies organization or defies any premeditated effort to control it. I think it just happens on its own.
Organic.
Almost mystically. I don't like to use that word because people could think that, you know, I'm a nutcase. But the fact is, there's an element to it that defies our true understanding. You really think the president of the United States is running the country? Or
no.
So much of it is there's a parade going on, and the one that stands in front of it, and it looks like they're leading it, but sometimes the parade takes a turn, and they don't know it, and they wind up just a guy taking a walk. There's no real way to control the mood, the zeitgeist, the public opinion. You can influence it, you can cause trouble, but you can mislead, but ultimately the truth comes out, and we're going to go where we're going to go no matter what.
Mm-hmm. And has that been helped, to go back to my original sort of premises a half hour or so ago about technology and what had changed when we were talking about short attention spans? We had the Industrial Revolution that changed the world dramatically. Now we've had the technology revolution that's changed the world dramatically. I think sometimes we think we are at the end of whatever we could possibly... What else can we develop?
Hardly.
Yeah,
hardly.
Of course.
We're in a clunky, primitive stage of where we're heading.
And where are we
truly in the old days. We are truly primitive compared to our potential. And if you look at the trajectory of human evolution and technological development, we're in the dark ages still.
Isn't that amazing? We think we're so smart.
Well, people have always thought that it was the height of technology.
Right.
People never said back in the 17th century, 18th century, we're living in the old days. Hope someday they invent an automobile. I hope someday they can split the atom and have nuclear power. I hope someday we're able to send people out to Pluto and find out whether it's a planet or a dwarf planet. They didn't think that. They thought, wow, look at those clipper ships. Those are beautiful. Mm-hmm. Hey, look at this. We have invented shoes. You know,
I could run
faster. Fire. I mean, come on. You know, the first person to control fire. It happened all over the world at the same time. But the fact of the matter is that these were equally major technological and physical advances.
Really pretty eye-opening or ear-opening. Number three on the story list this week is the school opening debate. Mm-hmm. The road to school reopenings is filled with a lot of anxiety, filled with a lot of concern, filled with a lot of unanswered questions. Is this because of bad leadership?
Partially. It's also due to bad luck. look at the situation these poor people are faced with. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, bad leadership is only, you know, in ratio to how bad the problems are that we're facing. Eventually, problems could be so great, there's no way to lead our way out of them. Look at what Kenya's doing. Kenya has taken a radical approach to the school opening situation. They've closed the schools for a year. Everybody's going to be 1 year behind. That's it. Start over. It's one big school day for the year. One big snow day, rather, for the year.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, there's going to be tremendous disruption in kids being able to get educated. But maybe, and this is just me now, maybe this will cause us to reexamine the whole nature of public and private education, and maybe in the end we'll wind up ahead of where we would have been because we're forced to deal with education now in building it back up from the bare bones, from the roots. And I think that's a good thing.
It's a good thing I don't get frustrated with some of the ideas I lay on people when they shake their head and think, is this guy for real? When we started talking about reorganizing the police, which was, what, a month and a half or so ago, with the beginning of the most recent Black Lives Matter movement, and the thing with Floyd and looking at all the other irregularities coming from police all around the country. You know, okay, we're going to defund the police, or we're going to reorganize the police. I went one step further. As a matter of fact, I said, okay, yep, that is a very important thing for us to consider. What are the police doing? After all, we're paying for them, so shouldn't they do what we want them to do and not do what we don't want them to do as a collective? And the same can be said for the public education system, which in many minds, including mine, is for the most part a miserable failure. Very expensive, buying buses and all kinds of things that, you know, are necessary, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, but we spend so much time talking about the ancillary things, we don't talk about what the children are learning or aren't learning.
Right.
And so I think we're going to reorganize the police, let's reorganize everything we're paying for with our tax dollars. And the public school education is another area that may need more reorganization than the police. What do you think?
Well, I think everything needs reorganization. It's just a matter of why you're doing it. Are you doing it for political reasons? Are you doing it because you're insane? Or are you doing it because you truly want to make things better? Defunding the police is a very... Defunding the police, getting rid of the police, or reorganizing and reforming the police are very different things.
Right, and most people don't get it. You know, that's back to what we were saying, the short attention span. Yeah, we're going to defund the police. No, you're not. You don't even understand what we're talking about. But all these people are running around, at the protest in Portland. Let's get rid of the police. What are you, a moron? Who's going to...
Yes, we are morons.
Apparently, some of us.
Morons deserve rights, too. You know? I mean... Remember the old Woody Allen movie where the guy was leaving town? They go, where are you going? He's going to the Village Idiot Convention. He was
yes.
I love that. That was a great scene. Yeah, there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people whose intelligence is below average.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about that statement.
And it's not, in our school system, not doing anything to enhance that.
Well, you're always going to have people who are below average. You got to raise the bar as to what's average.
You'd like to think. Yep.
Yeah.
Right. All right, moving ahead here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, we'll find out what is in the Michael Harrison interview box in a matter of moments here. Elizabeth Miller is somebody I interviewed this week. She's one of the major domos at Calitrin, which is the weight loss formula that people are talking about, not only all around our country, but all around the world. Now, maybe that doesn't impress you. Maybe the fact that 86% of the people who have signed on over the last 23 years to use Calitrin as a weight loss program have been successful. Maybe that gets your attention. Maybe the fact that it doesn't have any stimulants in it or drugs, maybe that gets your attention. Whatever gets your attention, please go to toploss.com. Check out all the things that I've just suggested that are there. The science of the formula, success rate of people who are taking this, The fact that it's safe for the entire family to use it, capsule-wise, liquid-wise. This is a program you stay on for 6 months. Not only will you lose the weight, you keep it off. And you only have to pay for 3 months to get a six-month supply. Pretty fab, right? Go to toploss.com. Use the promo code DJV. You don't have to pay for any shipping. This is a product that will bring you a lot of happiness and a long life. Calitrin, the weight loss formula that's number one for people who are health conscious. Toploss.com, the website. Use the code DJV for the best deal. On the countdown, the story list includes, at number 10, the suit that's been filed by the Attorney General of New York State against the National Rifle Association. At number 9, the big blow-up literally in Beirut this week. At number 8, political correctness, the cancel culture, that sort of thing. Number 7, getting rid of TikTok and our other various and sundry things that we're dealing with regarding our relationship with China. Number 6, the economy. How is it doing as far as you're concerned? Number 5, 4, and 3, all COVID-related. The economy, health care, whether to wear a mask or not, all that good stuff, and opening our school systems up because of the worry, the concern, who gets it? Number 2, Trump Axios interview. And number 1, the presidential race. That's it. That's the scoop. Those are the stories. I'm Doug Steffen.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services believes if everyone age 50 or older were screened regularly, 60% of deaths from colorectal cancer could be prevented.
Colorectal cancer has often been called the most preventable but least prevented cancer.
Why? Dr. John Kissel says it's because only 50 to 65% of people take part in screening programs. And the time to do that is before you have symptoms, because
once symptoms develop, A, they can be nonspecific, and B, it's usually going to be at advanced stage and harder to treat or even not curable. And that's why we really emphasize that people come in for a preventative screening exam when they're feeling well.
While colonoscopy remains the gold standard for screening, there are many more options you can discuss with your doctor. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly. 1-800-484-5947.
On the people list this week, from the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, where you can also, by the way, find Talkers Television, Talkers Radio, all the things that are ancillary to this fabulous business. At number 10, Letitia James. Number 9, Elon Musk. Mike DeWine, governor of Ohio. He has the virus, so he's number 8. Mark Meadows is at 7, no relation to Audrey. Number 6, Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi, tied. What a wonderful couple they make. Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx are tied at number 5, another great couple. Cyrus Vance Jr. at 4. Jonathan Swan at 3. Joe Biden is in the number 2 position, with everybody wondering who he's going to pick for his running mate. And Donald Trump is at number 1. Those are the people on the list this week, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, here's Michael surprising me and you, perhaps, with his Michael Harrison interview this week. One of the great rock jocks, in my opinion, of the era, Shadow Stevens. What a fabulous jock name. What the heck put the two of you together?
We were both former program directors of KMET. We crossed paths in Los Angeles, and he's one of the most brilliant radio technicians. He also was, you know, the voice of Federated Home Appliance Group. He was the American Top 40 successor for 7 years to KMET.
He was a good jock, too. He was fabulous.
What a voice. What pipes. And he's got an amazing podcast out called Mental Radio. Go to mhinterview.com, folks, and you'll hear a conversation with a fascinating broadcaster.
Shadow Stevens and Michael Harrison, two fascinating broadcasters together. It's the MH Interview. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues now. As you know, this program is all about the hot hits in Talk Radio, News Talk Radio charts developed by the folks at Talkers Magazine. There's always something in Talkers that is created by the mind of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who was a lawyer and a college prof. But lately... He's more well-known because he's the founder of Scamicide. What publication acknowledged that you were one of the big spots to go to for people trying to avoid all of these damn scams coming out of COVID? My God, there isn't a day that goes by.
You
count them by the dozens.
Yeah. We've got over 60 different coronavirus scams on Scamicide.com, and it was the New York Times. The New York Times picked out three good, reliable sources, and I was happy to see Scamicide was one, and two federal agencies, the Federal Trade Commission and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. So I was in some good company and happy to see that.
All right. Let's talk about some of the things that are on the countdown list. The story list at number 7 has a couple of things that are combined sort of together. The TikTok thing and what legally can be done. Can the president, I know your answer, but I'm going to ask you the question anyway because it gives you a chance for an easy shot. Can the president cross a T and dot an I and say, with a stroke of a pen, TikTok, get lost?
Well, you know, it's interesting because in many instances what you find is the president making statements about what he's going to do without having any power or authority to do it. An example is like changing the date of the election. But frankly, I do think he does have the ability, and also through administrative agencies that he controls, to limit the use of TikTok and availability here in the United States. And it's one of the few areas in which I'm in agreement with the president on this. All Chinese-owned companies have a legal obligation to turn over. Well, it may be what's necessary. Because
that's what I say anyway. Throw them out. All of them. Get rid of all of them. Zoom. Everybody's using Zoom, but get them the hell out. No. Get an American company. You know what we should do? We should do what they do. Steal whatever it is that they've done to create Zoom, let's say. It can't be that difficult. Why don't we have an American company do exactly what they do? What the hell are we all using Zoom for?
Well, I also, you know, wonder, this is one of the things where, you know, when the president cut down some of the immigration ability, it was of students who end up staying here and working for American companies and helping to develop the tech industry. Yeah, we've got a great tech industry here, and one that is somewhat protective and fighting the government as far as being a government agency and turning over data to the government. So, this is a real issue, and you're talking about China. A lot of the intellectual property they use, they've stolen from American companies.
Of course they have. Yeah, I mean, they're thieves, crooks, liars, cheats.
Well, not everyone, but
no, but the government. I'm talking about the government of China.
Yeah, it is on a massive scale that they have taken action against American companies, and frankly, our responses have been tepid. You know, we end up indicting, say, six members of the Chinese military specifically hacking American companies, and that's it. All it is an embarrassment, and frankly, they're not that embarrassed. I mean, it is time we did take action against those companies. Make it real.
Well, I mean, look at all the problems we have today. They're all directly or indirectly related to the Chinese Communist Party. It's time we put them in their place, frankly. So that brings me around to the next thing. Trump signing a bill or signing an order that pretty much requires the government to buy any and all drugs that are used and dispensed by any government agency from American entities. No more China drugs. What do you think of that?
You know, there are real issues there as far as product safety and control there. However, limiting Canadian drugs is something that I don't think should be done. I think we really should be getting
so how about just saying no Chinese drugs? How about, can you say that?
Yeah. Definitely.
Thumbs up or thumbs down on the New York AG suing the NRA?
It's a stunt. But, you know, I do like to see the NRA under the microscope.
Wiggle. Wow. It's over. It's Wayne LaPierre that they're after. The rest of the
Brandon and they can get him. Now, there's something.
Yeah. He's a crook. I always thought he was a damn crook. All right, there you go. Thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with his overview of a lot of important legal matters that are contained in the stories in the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.